will totally blow you away with all the facts and top celebrities and the sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't think he believes it.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez.
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Drain Itzke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy Penn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris. This is Wegs here in the home studio in somewhat warm, however crisp, Florida. If I'm here in the studio by myself, that only means one thing, that Randy is out jet setting. And this weekend, we have the trifecta of UFC events out in Las Vegas. We had UFC Fight Night 80 last night, the Tough 22 finale tonight, followed up by UFC 194, which features Jose Aldo versus Conor McGregor, a fight we've been looking forward to for quite some time. Randy, what is the atmosphere out there right now, considering how big this weekend is for MMA?
Well, first and foremost, it's kind of chilly.
Which, it's about that time of year, yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't even think about it. Luckily, I did bring some form of warm clothing, which would be one long sleeve shirt. But last night, you know, fun, small crowd. I think it was only like 6,000 people. So it was kind of weird for a UFC to be in a 6,000-seat arena. We went, or at least I did, 2-2 on the picks, which wasn't real happy about with one of our guys, Elias Theodoro, not doing well at all. He won round one, lost round two, and then just totally ran out of steam and gas and everything else to lose by a 2-1, which, you know, when you get to know these guys after they're on the show as many times as Elias has been on ours, you know, it bums you out. It kind of like ruins the whole night. But Rose Namajunas, were you surprised about that? Because I certainly wasn't. She totally dominated Paige VanZant.
I wasn't necessarily surprised that she won. That said, I did actually have Paige VanZant as the winner. That was my pick going into that fight. I'm not surprised that Rose had the ability to win, but yeah, she did dominate Paige pretty much from the get-go. Won via submission in the fifth round. It took her to the fifth round, but she did look very, very good, and obviously a lot of hype coming out of, I think it was Tough 20, it was when she was fighting Carla Esparza for the championship and the title for that one. She backed it up, and it's only up from here, I think. I think she established herself pretty well with just this one fight.
Well, and not only did she establish, but so did Paige VanZant. You know, that for a fight that she totally got dominated, she didn't quit. She could have probably 16,000 times, and like you said, it took all the way until the fifth before that fight got over. But, you know, one down, now we're already on to the second one. The weigh-ins for tomorrow, the fights tonight, it's just absolutely insane how much stuff is going on out here in the very chilly Las Vegas, Nevada.
And tonight is Frankie Edgar versus Chad Mendes in the main event for the Tough 22 finale. Also have Edson Barboza on that card against Tony Ferguson. Tetsuya Kawajiri versus Jason Knight. One of your favorites is Gabriel Gonzaga in the prelim main event on Fox Sports 1. What's the atmosphere going into tonight? How do you, we had sort of a smaller event with UFC Fight Night. We have a little bit bigger event with the well-established Tough finale tonight, and then obviously the big event tomorrow. Kind of gets lost in the shuffle a little bit. Yeah. Do you feel that's unfair for Frankie and Chad?
Well, I think it's unfair for what happened last night. It's unfair for tonight. I mean, I know a lot of people consider the Ultimate Fighter finale a no big deal, but it is a big deal. But nothing matters out here, seriously, except for the main event tomorrow. It was even brought up last night, yesterday afternoon, when they did that ridiculous, and I mentioned it last night, the ridiculous 10-minute workout that each fighter does, that Chris Weidman, who many, you know, have in the top, three? For a long time, I had Chris Weidman as the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world until the return of John Jones. You know, they asked if they felt like it was being overshadowed and slighted, and they both said yes, but they both said that they believed it should be. Because this fight with Conor McGregor and Jose Aldo, I don't know of a bigger fight, and that's all because of Conor McGregor.
Now, something that Sean brought up on last night's show, last night's episode of Knockout Radio, he said that Jose Aldo had said that he fights not for the money, but for the honor and respect that comes with this sport of MMA. Yet later on, he said that he doesn't have to sell the fight. He doesn't have to make the money because, in this case, Conor McGregor is the one that sells the fight and is making Jose more money by drawing people in the way he does. Do you find that hypocritical at all, saying one thing about not for the money, yet he's talking about making more money because of the way Conor is selling the fight?
No, not at all. Because I basically believe all that, that he isn't fighting for the money. This is a guy that comes from no money. Conor McGregor has made it very clear from the very beginning it's all about the money. All those saying he's going to make money, and he's thanking Conor for helping him make the money. But no, I do believe, because, you know, I believe everybody, and that's my biggest, you know, downfall. I do believe all those fighting for the love of the sport.
What do you expect?
I'm flipping my pick, by the way, and I'll flip it many times before tomorrow night. Last night on Knockout Radio, I predicted Conor McGregor. As of right now, I'm flipping back to Aldo.
Now, what is it that that changed your mind? Or was it just gut feeling?
Yeah, I mean, it's all gut feeling. And as a matter of fact, you know, I've been picking Aldo since day one. And then at the last minute, I flipped it over to Conor. So I have anticipated the switch numerous times before Saturday night.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I still personally have Jose Aldo. Been picking him for a while. I don't think that that there's anything Conor can do, actually, with all his talk, that can convince me otherwise, really. What are you expecting from... Go ahead.
I've been Aldo since day one, but Conor, just what he has done has been so impressive. I still don't think he's fought anybody like Conor McGregor. I mean, like Aldo.
True.
But he did certainly, you know, come out victorious against Chad Mendes. We all know that Chad Mendes won all but the last 2 seconds, you know, of his fight.
Right.
But we've always talked about a guy that, or a woman, you know, that can weather the storm. And that's what Conor did. He said that was his game plan against Chad. He knew that he would run out of gas, and that's what he did. But everybody is predicting Conor early, Aldo by decision.
Now, going back to that Chad Mendes fight and continuing on with Chad Mendes, he is fighting Frankie Edgar tonight. What are you expecting from this fight, and what are the biggest implications with the results of tonight's main event?
Well, before the implication, the biggest issue about tonight's fight, and I neglected to bring it up, and thank God I have you and Sean, you know, involved, and Sean brought it up, is the size of the cage. And that does make a major difference on this fight tonight. Bigger cage, Frankie would probably dominate the fight. Smaller cage, I think Chad has a great chance to win.
So let's say Frankie does lose this fight against Chad, and the size of the cage plays into his favor enough for him to be victorious. He's already fought McGregor. Let's say McGregor wins tomorrow. Where does that put him into the in the rankings? And then same with Aldo winning. Where does that put Chad? I know there's a lot of what-ifs here, but there's a lot of implications with the featherweight division for this weekend.
Well, all along, Conor has said that he's moving up. After he wins the belt, he's going to go up and fight the lightweight title. And I do believe that he will fight in July for the lightweight title. But if Frankie wins, I see him fighting Frankie first. And if Chad wins, I see him taking off. I just walked into what could be the largest country, I don't know what the hell this is, in the world.
Yeah, we can hear pretty much everything else that's going on behind you, over you right now. What is it?
I'm not on speakerphone.
Where did you wander into?
I don't know. This reminds me of the PGA golf show. It reminds me of the Consumer Electronics Show. It could be a million square feet of just country stuff. Country, you know, cell phones, food, snacks. Everything else involved in country, which obviously I don't know a whole lot about. I'm going to sit on this this saddle right here and do the next 10 minutes of the show.
I couldn't really pick up on that last little bit. What did you say?
All right, I'm in the middle of the expo, so let me check out, and I'll try to get out of the building and call back.
Okay, well, there you have it, I guess. I guess we'll try to pick up Randy.
Thanks for playing.
In a little bit, yeah. Thanks for playing the home game. I don't know if everybody else could catch exactly what Randy was saying. Basically, with the amount of change that we could see in the featherweight division, especially with the results of tonight's main event and then tomorrow's main event, Frankie Edgar. If he wins and defeats Chad Mendez, then I think it's going to be a pretty interesting. I think he is, no kidding, the next contender for the title. He's been passed over multiple times when it comes down to it. He should have gotten the title shot a long time ago, and especially because of the hype train and how Conor has been able to talk his way into getting this fight and really was able to back into the title shot in the first place. Then Aldo got hurt. He fought Mendez for the interim championship and has now forced this the issue of getting this title shot now. I don't see how Frankie doesn't get the next shot, even regardless of whoever wins. I think if McGregor wins, then Frankie deserves the shot. He was, in my opinion, he should have gotten a fight against Conor before any of this talk had really gone down. If Aldo wins, you definitely have to have Edgar versus Aldo. I think that would be a great fight to watch. And then let's say Chad Mendez wins. Again, the smaller cage tonight could play into his favor, and if it does and he is able to win, Chad Mendez versus Jose Aldo would be a great fight to watch. And then I think it would be a little bit harder sell to try to have McGregor-Mendez too. It's certainly possible. I think you could still sell it considering the way Mendez was winning the fight up until the last couple seconds. So it was a competitive fight. It wasn't completely dominated by McGregor. So you have the ability to generate that interest. So obviously we will see how tonight goes with Edgar Mendez. We will see how tomorrow night goes. We have a lot more to talk about on tomorrow night's card as well. It's a stacked card for UFC 194. We'll get into that and the rest of the sports world after this commercial break. This is Talking Sports.
Two, three, four.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at massagelux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'd like to welcome Tampa Arms Company to the Talking Sports and the Players Show family. Tampa Arms Company provides it all, from training classes for pistol, rifles, and shotguns, as well as the concealed carry classes, to AR-15 build classes. That's where you'll learn to build your very own AR-15, and at the end of the class, you keep the rifle. Online ordering is available with over $1 billion in firearms and accessories at TampaArmsCompany.com. Classes free trust, and products are also available at Tampa Arms Company. Check them out today at TampaArmsCompany.com. Springfield, Glock, Century Arms, Remington, Smith & Wesson, plus much, much more. And no limits of ammo. If it's in stock, buy the quantities you want. That's Tampa Arms Company.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Lynn Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We're trying to talk sports with Randy Harris, but every once in a while, he's got to go out and take a look at what's going down in the MMA world. And this weekend is a big weekend. We had UFC Fight Night 80 last night. We have Tough 22 finale tonight. We have UFC 194 tomorrow night. So he's out and about in Las Vegas doing that. We're talking sports with Wegs right now and going out to the phone lines. Going to talk some sports with me, our buddy Rib. What's up, Rib?
Hey, what's up, buddy Wags?
How you doing?
Merry Christmas. Happy holiday.
Same to you, sir. What can I do you for?
I got McGregor winning the title this weekend.
You have who winning the title?
Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor. Interesting. Interesting. There's a lot of people that are saying it.
So, Wags, fight tonight in the Southern and Jacksonville State college football game.
I'm sorry, you are breaking up every once in a while. Jacksonville State and who?
Charleston Southern. Division I AA college football playoff game.
You know, I have to give the edge to Jacksonville State in this case. They, at the beginning of the season, went to Auburn and gave them a big run for their money. They went in and took them to overtime, which was really surprising considering Auburn at the time was supposed to be a top-ranked team. They were at one point in time even expected to be in the college playoff this season, which obviously didn't turn out. But is it safe to assume that since I think Jacksonville State will win, you'll take Charleston Southern?
No, sir. I'm taking Jacksonville State.
We agree.
You know Escobar just signed with the Los Angeles Angels.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Yeah. To add some up on my sports.
That's a plus. That is a plus. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call, as always.
Now if you just get the name thing down.
Yeah, it's baby steps. Baby steps. It's a process. It's a process. We'll get through it one day. I have faith. Keep the faith. Yeah, Jacksonville State, again, was really, really impressive. Or were they just kind of lucky and Auburn was that bad? I think it's probably a little bit of both. Auburn just did not show up. I think the SEC in general had an off year. That said, it was kind of flipped around a little bit. We saw Tennessee do a little bit better, and I bring them up because they're playing Northwestern in the Outback Bowl. What is today? The 11th, right? December 11th? So that means we only have about 3 weeks or so until the Outback Bowl on January 1st here in the Tampa Bay area at Raymond James. Tennessee is ranked number 23 in the country with an 8-4 record. Northwestern actually 13th with a 10-2 record, but Tennessee is favored. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I think Northwestern had some big wins this season, especially early on. It's going to be an interesting game. I like the fact that it's teams that we haven't seen in a little bit, actually. We've seen Auburn. We've seen Florida. We had South Carolina. Just trying to pick some teams we've seen recently. I think it was Michigan State. We've had Penn State a couple times. Obviously, Wisconsin as well. So nice to get some new blood in the Outback Bowl. I'm sure they will be able to do a pretty impressive job on all the steak and lobster and bang bang shrimp and all sorts of food that they're going to be able to enjoy. But it's going to be good football. I actually have Northwestern winning that game personally. They really did well. Their passing down efficiency, success rate was pretty decent. I think that will play into their style of football against Tennessee. So that's just the way I see it. Let us know if you plan on going to the Outback Bowl in a couple weeks. Give us a call, 866-1013-40. Let me know what you think. Or if you want to talk about anything and everything else sports-related, let me know. Obviously, once we have Randy back on, we'll be able to talk more about UFC stuff. But I don't know if everybody else has been paying attention. We have the Lightning, who've been playing, and they have Palat back. They had a big win last night. Kucherov had 2 goals against the Senators. Ben Bishop came up big. Obviously, just giving up 1 goal helps, and having so many goals for you helps out. But that's going to be the first game of a 6-game homestand. So go out to Emily Arena, check them out. Bishop had 30 saves. against the Senators last night. As I said, Kucherov had two goals. Filppula and JT Brown had the other two. So, obviously taking advantage of their opportunities. I need to get out there. I haven't been to a game yet this season, and I need to get out there. It's going to be really, really interesting to see if they're able to follow up such a big season last year, going to the finals, and do it again. I mean, they have had some turnover, but really their core, their young core, has been able to stay put. Obviously, injuries are going to happen. Having Palat out for a while, that didn't exactly do them any favors. But it was it's good to see them on the winning streak again. They had suffered a little bit in the recent history of this season. So we'll see how the rest of this six-game span goes. Winter meetings are going on as well. We had the Rays have been able to stay fairly quiet. That's not exactly outside of the realm of normalcy. Just sort of sit back and see what happens. They did have the top pick in the Rule 5 draft. So that was Tyler Goedel, Goeddel, who was selected by the Phillies from the Rays system with the number one pick. He'd been drafted in 2011, was hitting .279 with 12 home runs, 72 RBI at AA Montgomery this past season. So he's a outfield prospect, played all the outfield positions. So lost him from the system, as well as the Orioles took with the 15th pick in the first round, Joey Rickard, also an outfielder. So getting picked apart a little bit with the prospects, but they didn't have any openings on the 40-man roster to do any selecting or they did have some selections in Rule 5 draft, but they haven't really moved anybody outside of that. Looks like they tried to shore up their pitching staff. Left-hander from the Orioles, Adam Kolarik, and then right-handers Yoel Espinal from the Yankees and Fernando Baez from the Cardinals. So, we'll see how it goes. Obviously, it's early to be talking spring training. That's a little bit too far out. They did release their schedule for spring training. I did have it here. Let's see if I can find that. Here we go. Spring training schedule going to begin March 2nd. That's going to be against the Nationals. They have their 29-game Grapefruit League schedule starting on the 2nd. They're having their 15 games total in Port Charlotte. That's going to end up on April 1st. And they're going to be in Lakeland, a little bit closer to home, playing against the Tigers. So, for those Yankees fans in the area, they will be in Port Charlotte on March 12th. And then March 13th, the Red Sox are in town. The only other spring training game against the Yankees is March 24th, obviously, that being here in the Tampa Bay area up at Steinbrenner Field. So for those Blue Jays fans, obviously the AL League East champion last year, three times they will play. They play on April, as well as opening the regular season on April 3rd in a four-game set next year. So lots to look forward to. Still have a little bit of time, as I said. But with that, we will hit this next break. We are halfway done with this episode. Stick with us. This is Talking Sports. Thank you.
troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at massagelux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick Verheer at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
It's that time of year, the annual Joy of Giving for Toys for Tots at Bob Heilman's Beachcomber Restaurant with Bobby's Bistro and Wine Bar. We invite you to stop by, drop off your toy donation, and stay a while. Dine under the holiday sparkle. Enjoy your choice of meal. Savor your favorite wine. Have a cocktail. Donate a toy. Help Toys for Tots fill up their toy box this holiday. Make a charitable toy contribution by dropping off your Toys for Tots donation at Bob Heilman's Beachcomber Restaurant at 447 Mandalay Avenue, North Clearwater Beach. Enjoy the Toys for Tots holiday giving tradition with Bob Heilman's Beachcomber Restaurant and Bobby's Bistro and Wine Bar. Call 727-442-4441 for more details. And don't forget, they're open for Christmas dinner.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dane Cook, and you are on with Randy Harris.
One last little thing before we move on from the winter meetings up in Nashville and the Rays. The office of the commissioner had sent down some recommendations, especially regarding safety, that they wanted all of the teams to follow up on. And the Rays have come out and said that they were going to go ahead and take some additional measures when it came to safety, foul balls, splintered bats, or bats that are let go in the middle of a swing. They're going to extend the netting out from the current location behind the plate. They're going to expand it one full section on both sides. And I'm kind of curious what people think about that. Is that something that's going to take away from the game experience for fans, because now you're expanding that netting? You don't have the chance of getting getting a foul ball or I don't know if you, it would be lucky to have a bat flying at your head, but to be able to just have that sort of experience, is that, does that take away from the game at all, or is this such a small thing, it's much ado about nothing? Or could it actually improve the fan experience at a baseball game, because now you don't, that's one less thing to worry about. You don't have to worry about getting hurt because you have a foul ball screaming at your head. So let me know what you think. 866-1013-40, 866-826-1340. Moving on to the Bucks, this is actually a fairly big game this week. We are hosting the Saints 1 o'clock this Sunday, and already have the benefit of having gone to New Orleans and beaten the Saints in the Dome. And the Bucks have won 3 of their last 4. They won at home against Dallas. They won away big against Philadelphia. Lost up in Indianapolis. Then they came back home and beat the division rivals in the Falcons. So, big game. They have 4 games left. This week it's the Saints. Next week it's at St. Louis. The week after that, here against the Bears. And then the last game of the season is up in Charlotte. But big game, I don't know if I would say big game, but it was definitely had some implications for a potential playoff berth for the Buccaneers in last night's game between the Vikings and the Cardinals. Vikings lost. Vikings have 1 of the 2 wildcard slots right now. So that means the Bucks have to win against the Saints this weekend to put them within 1 game of a wild card berth. And Ed, I'd like to throw to you, considering the last 4 games are against NFC teams, can they do it? Do you think they have a chance of at least getting a playoff berth?
Well, I don't know. First thing you got to do is win 4 games, the next 4 games, no doubt. And then they're going to need help. They're going to need, you know, the Vikings lost last night. That helps. But Seattle's got to stub their toe at least a couple of times. If they, you know, so if they have the, it's right out in front of them. They have to win all 4, no matter what. And Seattle has to lose, at least 1 or 2? I think it's 1.
I think that the potential exists for Seattle to lose 1.
Mm-hmm.
I think
you seen their schedule?
Yeah.
It's not very it's not very tough. So
right, true, but Seattle, I mean, I would say that is, just being perfectly honest, I think it's a little bit more likely that they lose 1 game over or before the Bucks win all 4 of the next 4 games, just because the last game of the season is at Charlotte, is against the Panthers.
Well, and then you don't know how, if, you know, I heard one Bucks player say, well, hopefully they've secured everything, they'll be playing some of their backups. Really? I know you think that, but would you really want to come out and say that?
Yeah, you can't come out and have that mentality, even if you're thinking it. I don't agree with that. You have to play every single game, especially if you are in a position to fight. You have to play every single game as if not only are there starters playing, but you have to have the mentality that their all-decade team is playing. You have to take everything to the next level.
Right. Well, like I said, they have to take care of business at home here first, and they're going to get the Rams on the road on a Thursday night game. And then the Bears here, and then they have to go to the Panthers. So, you know, who knows what team will be on the field for Charlotte at that point. I'm pretty sure that the Panthers are going to, the Carolina Panthers are going to lose a game between now and the end anyway. Maybe even two.
I'm going to try to play
the Falcons twice.
Where are they playing?
They're going to play the Falcons twice, one at home, one away. I just think that now that Atlanta's in a spoiler mode, that and then they're gonna be people playing for jobs too, for next year. So, I think that they could stub their toe, you know, on one of those games at least.
Okay, I can sort of see that. That said, I mean, it's really, really hard for me to see Carolina losing in general. I mean, they have the Falcons twice, but then they have the Bucks, and then they have the Giants. The Giants really, they haven't done much this year either. I mean, this is a, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to anybody, but that's a not exactly the most difficult schedule to finish out the season either.
No. And it depends, you know, at the bottom of the schedule there, what teams are playing for what. You know, there could be teams that are playing for a playoff, you know, bid, and that's a lot of pressure on them. Then there are teams that are just have guys playing for jobs. There's no pressure on them. And lo and behold, watch out. They come out and knock somebody off that they're not supposed to knock off.
Now, one of the things that we've seen, we saw it last night with Paige VanZant. There was a lot of hype behind her, and she loses. We saw it a couple weeks ago with Ronda Rousey. There's obviously a lot of hype around her. She loses to Holly Holm. A lot of people take a loss and get a lot better because it takes them through that adversity and they just are able to improve on it and make themselves ready for the long term. It would be very interesting to see how Carolina would respond to a loss sometime in these last couple games in the season, because that could actually set them up for success, making it a run for the Super Bowl. Because if you lose at the right time and then have enough time to bring everything together for the playoffs, that could really spell that could really be bad for the teams that have to face them.
Yeah, and I would keep an eye on the Minnesota Vikings. They're, you know, they lost last night. They didn't lose by a lot, but it seems there's some, you know, a little bit of turmoil going on. So, you know, they need to lose. If they could lose maybe a couple more games, and still the Bucs would have to win outright, but there could be two teams to look at to slide their way into the final wild card spot.
And I know Adrian Peterson had been making some noise about not being very happy the previous week with the play calling from the previous week. So there could be a little bit of dissension in the locker room there, or at least between Peterson and the coaches. And obviously he's somebody he's kind of a big deal. Doug Martin is second to him in rushing this season. So,
and I think Teddy Bridgewater's kind of flatlined a little bit from last year. I don't want to say he's regressed, but he's kind of flatlined a little bit. And if you look down here, Doug Martin, he's second behind him, and you have a quarterback that's playing better right now as a rookie than Bridgewater is now in his second year.
So, at least for the lead in rushing for the season, do you think that plays into Peterson's hands better because they might be more willing to run it?
He's going to get it anyway because Lovie Smith won't let Doug Martin play a full game anyway. He's got him on a pitch count. It's happening. It's so evident every week, it's not even funny. He gets almost 100 yards in the first half, and he gets two carries in the second half. So if a guy's hot, we saw some passing things that we wanted to try. Come on. You know, Adrian Peterson's going to win it. I mean, Doug Martin is not. He's on a pitch count. He's in a contract year. They don't know what to do with him. I don't know if they're holding him back to keep his price down or they're holding him back so he doesn't get hurt. I don't know. But it's so evident. I mean, what could he have done this year if he'd have played more than two snaps in the second half of probably six games this year? What could he have done?
Oh, you're talking.
I'm talking about Doug Martin.
Yeah, you're talking about a Pro Bowl year.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about the rushing title.
Well, yeah, you're talking about somebody who...
I don't care anymore about... You know what? The Pro Bowl just doesn't mean anything to me anymore. 10 years ago it did when it was in Hawaii. And it was two weeks after the Super Bowl. And they could actually hit guys. But
I said Pro Bowl. I said Pro Bowl. I'm sorry. I meant All Pro.
Oh, All Pro. Okay. Yeah. Well, All Pro year doesn't get you into the playoffs. So they're just thinking one thing. I just want to win the game. So, but I would think that it would ease things up if maybe they would use them a little bit more or any in the second half.
Yeah. And obviously, if you're using them in the first half, you have success with them. That forces the defense to respond to them. So if they can follow the trend and see that he's not going to be utilized quite as much in the second half, that allows them to focus more on passing defense and keeping the ball out of the receiver's hands. So obviously, if you're able to mix things up a whole lot better, or at least utilize him in a more balanced manner throughout the entire game, that gives the defense a lot more questions to answer, as opposed to dealing with one thing for the first half and then switching gears and having to deal with the passing attack in the second half.
Well, that's that situation, and you have to remember the other situation is the fact that Kwon Alexander is suspended for the rest of the year, or at least the regular season, 4 games. Danny Lansana has to fill in for him. How is that going to affect the defense?
I think it, obviously, Alexander being a quality player like he is, I think that it might not be quite as affected, just because Danny has already played the fill-in role incredibly well in his first season when he came to Tampa. He started every single linebacker position within the same year, and he was filling in for the starters for each of those times and pretty much the entire season. And then he got promoted to starter. So he's already been able to play the different positions in that sort of plug-and-play, utility player-type role, and I think that he'll be able to keep it up. It's going to be less... Obviously, I could be completely wrong on this, but I think it might be a little bit less effective than one might think, if that makes sense.
It makes sense. We'll see.
We shall see, and we shall see what we cover. We'll see if we can get Randy back for the last segment of the show, the last 10 minutes or so. So stick around. You're listening to Talking Sports.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has 4 convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also 2 locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday Jazz Brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with Eggs Benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
You're listening to the Tan Talk Radio Network. It's football season, which means it's tailgate season. And the best place to get your tailgating menu is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Nothing says football like fresh grilled chicken and steak skewers served sizzling hot with a little pita bread and some hummus. This ain't your daddy's tailgate. This is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Help Little Greek celebrate the kickoff to football season. Little Greek Fresh Grill with 16 area locations and growing. Little Greek Fresh Grill. Fresh, flavorful, fabulous.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special events staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
I'd like to welcome Tampa Arms Company to the Talking Sports and the Players Show family. Tampa Arms Company provides it all, from training classes for pistol, rifles, and shotguns, as well as the concealed carry classes, to AR-15 build classes. That's where you'll learn to build your very own AR-15, and at the end of the class, you keep the rifle. Online ordering is available with over $1 billion in firearms and accessories at TampaArmsCompany.com. Classes free trust, and products are also available at Tampa Arms Company. Check them out today at TampaArmsCompany.com. Springfield, Glock, Century Arms, Remington, Smith & Wesson, plus much, much more. And no limits of ammo. If it's in stock, buy the quantities you want. That's Tampa Arms Company.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
One of the things that we have seen going into the later parts of some of these games from the Bucks is that they've really been able to do well with getting their play calling down when they're in the red zone. Obviously, we saw that with the Dallas game. I think that was sort of a little bit of a transition for them getting into this little winning streak, if you will, that they've been enjoying. Educate me a little bit on this, Ed. Is this something that is a credit to the offensive coordinator in Dirk Cutter, or is this something that we should give credit to Jameis Winston on for being able to orchestrate things when it gets time to score?
I think it's a little bit of both, because last year they had no offensive coordinator, and they get a rookie quarterback, and the way he's playing and maturing, I just don't agree with the second half. I don't know who's pulling the plug on Doug Martin. Other than that, I think they're running just fine, and Lovie should just keep his eyes on his defense, and I think this team is an above 500 team. But I think credit right now goes to Doug and to Cutter. And another part to Jameis Winston. I mean, what he does to get, you know, that 20-yard run was one of brilliance that has been shown all week. But, you know, and he's not making stupid mistakes. And the whole part of it that he's not doing, he's not being Johnny Manziel off the field. That's what we were worried about.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, once he's hurdled that, gotten through that, he's seen he's seen some adversity about losing, and he's tasting success. That's when they get in trouble. When they taste the success, then they're Mr. Me, me, me. It's not me, me, me. I've seen him. I've talked to him in the locker room. I've seen him after the losses, after the wins. He's always on the straight narrow. He's not up. He's not down. He's right along the way.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. That is one of the biggest issues that everybody was talking about come draft time was, will he be able to keep his head on his shoulders and keep him from doing anything stupid off the field? And he has been just...
He's been a model citizen is what he's been. He's been a model citizen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a
I mean, good way I think he's lived up to everything they've asked for off the field.
Well, and which has been great because obviously that keeps him not suspended and that keeps him in a proper light, but then he's also grown plenty on the field as well.
Exactly.
17 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. The interceptions were kind of an issue at the beginning of the season, but as time has gone on, they've gotten lower and lower. And going back to the red zone issue, he has not thrown any touchdowns from the 20-yard line and in.
And I think if he's not the number one quarterback or top three in the league in red zone offense.
Yeah, so. And who would have picked him as that?
And remember, the critics said that he would throw 30 to 35 interceptions this year.
Yeah.
And he's at, what, 11?
He's at 11, yeah. 17 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Passing, he's at 2,877.
And that's not setting the world on fire. That's not 4,000 yards. But
with yards, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but... It's the whole making dumb mistakes. He's throwing the ball away when he's throwing. Yeah, he'd have a lot better stats if a couple of guys would hold on to the ball.
Well, that's the thing. When you're looking at just straight up yards, then you have to look at the other end of it, not him throwing it, but who's on the other end catching it. There's been plenty of wide receiver issues this season.
Oh, yeah. I would say so.
Plenty. Between catching the ball, between staying healthy, It's been an issue all the way through. So the growth of Winston throughout this season has been great. Obviously, we have high hopes and expectations through the next four games. I think we might be seeing a statement game. This is obviously a month out, but we might see a statement game against the Panthers.
In about a minute and a half left, what I think they need to do is the Saints are a bad team. They're bad on offense. They're losing. They lost a lot of players. Drew Brees is completely beat up. On defense, they're giving up the most yards in the league, and they're very lax on that. What they need to do is they need to go out and they need to pound the Saints. They need to run up the score and make it look good.
I just think
it sets a tone. Here's a team you're supposed to beat. Go out and beat them, and beat them by 20. We got 1 minute.
That would definitely look good, and we will see how that happens on this Sunday. Then we will see how they play the Rams in their brand new color rush, all reds.
It looks ugly.
I kind of like it.
I'd rather have them played in the orange ones. 30 seconds.
It's fresh. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. Follow us on Twitter at Knockout Radio. Me at KO Wiggs. Have a great weekend, everybody. Go Bucks. We'll talk to you next week.